Hey, it's Marina, travel experta, and today we're going to be talking about weekend warriors. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. I actually never even heard that term weekend warrior until recently when I was reading this book on peak performance, and they just happened to mention that the weekend warrior market for supplements and other fitness, nutritional, I don't know, industry is almost a $10 billion per year industry. And I was like, weekend warrior, what exactly does that mean? And that's when I realized, oh, it's the triathlons, the marathon racers, the Ironmen, the ultra runners, all these older people that are older that, you know, have day jobs or work. And then on the weekends, they train and they race and they go crazy. And I have several of these friends that do exactly that. I have friends that do Ironman, that do these ultra races and whatnot, or just regular running. And I always had this pull up to 50 years old. Here's a confession. I have never, ever done any kind of a race or a competition ever. And I'll be honest with you, I've always wanted to try something. About 5 years ago, I wanted to do a 52-kilometer ultra marathon. And I began training for it, but my knees, interestingly enough, I was a fitness instructor for a good part of my life. And even during my fitness instructing days, I never actually did any sort of competitions. But during those days, and also skier, I did mess up my knees pretty well. So when I began training for this ultra marathon, I completely destroyed my knees and I couldn't do anything for a couple of years. So instead of going for the 52-kilometer race, I decided, you know what? For my 50th birthday, I want to sign myself up for a race. And there just happened to be this really cool run that was 10 kilometers near our house around the lake. And I even invited my little boy, my 12-year-old son, to join me. And we did it. So my weekend warrior days have begun. And I have to say, being part of the race was so fun. I actually used to go, and my husband used to compete with mountain biking. So I used to go and hang out once in a while, and it's just really fun. It's fun. I would say it's a community because this was my very first time. I'm sure if I went many times, like when my husband used to go, he used to know quite a lot of people and hang out. And you get there, you know, and there's this, all these things set up, and there's all these freebies, by the way, as well, which is kind of cool. You get all those freebies after you complete the race. So this particular race was done in a really cool place. It was done, the starting point was at a restaurant on the lake, and it was 10 kilometers around the lake. So it was absolutely beautiful, and it was controlled, and it was on a flat surface, which I really like. So even though my son totally, he ran the entire 10K for the first time ever. He's never done anything like it and finished in 65 minutes. It was super cool. My goal was to finish. I definitely finished and did my goal. I don't know if I was the last to come in. It didn't matter because for me, the fact that I even finished was a really great thing. And then to celebrate after, we went for all the cool freebies. They have beer, they have energy drinks, they have all these other cool things. And then we ended up having breakfast because the race began at 7 a.m. and I was done by 9. I was one of the last, imagine. And we enjoyed this beautiful breakfast on the lake. My husband came with us and a friend. So it was really cool. It was one of the funniest things that I've done in a really long time. And I did train. I didn't overly train at all, but I had fun knowing that I was going to go and do this 10K. I've never done 10K before. And it was great. So I would do this again and again. I don't know if I would call myself a total full-on weekend warrior and go and get, you know, completely addicted to the triathlons, Ironmans, because people do. But I definitely would do another 10K, even push myself to do a 21K. If you guys are interested in something like that, and have, you know, it's been calling your name, there are many 5Ks out there. You don't have to be in massive shape or anything, just as long as you can finish it. I walked the whole time. I didn't run because my knees are so messed up, and I enjoyed it. Nobody pressured me. And it was this really, like, yeah, you could do it atmosphere. It was fun. So if weekend warrior means to be like that, knowing that you're not going to finish, but just having a good time. I mean, knowing that you're not going to finish first, but knowing that you'll just have a great time doing it. Go for it, because just that is an adventure in itself, and it's not expensive. And there's a lot of races that you could do, 5K, 10K, 21K. Go for it. You know, to be honest with you, I would love to do like the Boston Marathon or the New York City Marathon. Again, it will be just me walking and finishing, but it's the point of doing it. It's that experience and those memories. And I got to do it with my son. So if you guys want to come up with some cool ideas of what to do, something like that, and it's super healthy and fun, go to my site, travelexperta.com, travelexpertwithana.com, for some really cool ideas. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave me a review and make sure to share this with your friends. And remember to make every day an adventure.